Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The 11th Timbalay International Festival, the Root of the Rumba, is underway in Havana with a colloquium of specialists from Cuba and Mexico. The speakers include the Cuban poet, narrator and ethnologist Miguel Barnet and Enrique Vargas, the director of the cultural space of the Ibero-American General Secretariat in Mexico. Also included are Armando Bojorquez, the president of the Association for Culture and Tourism of Latin America, the Cuban economists Zoila González and Maria Elena Mora, the philosopher José Matos, the poetess Nancy Morejón, and Luis Morlote, the president of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC. The vice president of the Timbalay event, Irma Castillo, said the festival, based on its living heritage, aims to recognize the cultural and historical legacy of Africa in the Caribbean and in Latin America. Rumba groups are performing on several stages, and on Saturday, tribute was paid to the great Cuban artist Benny Moray on the centenary of his birth. Amongst the invited artists of Mexico are the harpist Delfino Guerrero and the singer Fabiola Jaramillo, who participated in one of the most important popular festivals of the Cuban capital, the Carnival of Havana. This year, Timbalay is sponsored by the Ministry of Culture of Cuba and will celebrate the 500th anniversary of the founding of Havana on November the 16th and the Mexican city of Veracruz on April the 22nd. Timbalay's 9-day program includes colloquia, concerts, open-air performances, and the participants' visit to the Slave Route Museum in the western city of Matanzas. The closing is set for the Lyceum of Regla in the Cuban capital at 6 p.m. August the 31st, with the performance of Cuba Rumba Players and Dancers, the Tuxpan Municipal Folk Company from Veracruz, Mexican harpist Delfina Guerrero, and singer Fabiola Jaramillo. Cuban pianist and composer Alejandro Falcón has expressed his satisfaction for sharing the richness of the island's music at the jazz festival of the Giant Steps of Ulaanbaatar, the Mongolian capital, at its 13th edition until August the 28th. Falcón said, "It is always an honor for me to make Cuban music to all possible places in the world." The founder and leader of the Cuba Dentro Quartet will be offering the audience a tour of the musical diversity of the greater island of the Antilles, including rumba, the danzón, the cha-cha-cha, and the mambo. The festival in Mongolia hosts local and Cuban artists and artists from Laos, Poland, Russia, Switzerland, and other countries, and includes, after its 3 days of presentation, a final concert on August the 29th in the northern city of Urdaneta. Por el mundo ando buscando la ligueña que está en los corazones. Por el mundo ando buscando. The Leo Brower and Roberto Valera National Music Awards will focus the tribute of the 33rd International Choir Festival, which will be held in Santiago de Cuba between October the 28th and November the 3rd. In statements to the media, the president of the event's organizing committee, Daria Abreu, said that on the occasion of the 80th birthday of both artists, gala shows will be held in which their works as composers and directors will be staged, especially in choral performances. Abreu said that groups from Venezuela, South Africa, the United States, France, Ecuador, and Mexico will be taking part, which will fraternize with Cuban groups such as the National with his De Profundis and Vice Entre Voces formats, and those of Via Clara and Cia de Avila and the Madrigalista Santiago. In Havana, Cinema 23 and 12 has premiered the documentary about the life and work of the Cuban ethnologist, anthropologist and writer Natalia Bolívar. Under the direction of Ernesto Daranas, the film, titled Natalia, proposes an approach to the personality of the intellectual, who at 84 years of age lives with two of her daughters and is preparing her autobiography. In 74 minutes, several working days are summarized in which new passages from the life of the renowned specialist in Cuban religions of African origin are explored. With the production of Sinsonte Films and RTV Commercial, the documentary was made by a team of professionals including assistant director Laura Daronas, producers of Adriana Moya, Joel Ortega and Luis Tejera, photographer and editor Rafael Garea, and the musicians Juan Antonio Leiva and Magda Rosa Galban. Bolivar has a multifaceted work in which her lectures in several countries on religion and her work on feature films and plays such as Strawberry and Chocolate stand out. Among her publications are the texts The Orishas of Cuba, Ituto, Death in Afro-Cuban Myths and Rituals, and Myths and Legends of Afro-Cuban Food. The exhibition Lost Documents, Children of Chernobyl in Cuba, by the Peruvian artist Sonia Cunliffe, is now on display at the Fototeca de Cuba. The exhibition has documents and audiovisuals on the stay in the Caribbean island of thousands of Ukrainian children affected by the greatest nuclear disaster in history that occurred on April the 26, 1986. Sonia Cunliffe has highlighted the solidarity associated with the event, the love of thousands of Cuban doctors, and even the unconditional work of those who mediated as translators. She said that the genesis of the idea for the exhibition took place in 2011 while she was visiting Cuba. On that occasion, she decided to visit the town of Tarará to investigate the children of Chernobyl. Later in 2015, another work project brought her back to Cuba, where she linked up with the Cuban journalist Maribel Acosta and decided to undertake further research. According to Sonia, every detail of the story can be found in this multidisciplinary exhibition, evidence of the human magnitude of a project that lasted 21 years and welcomed 26,500 children. Maribel Acosta has pointed to the research and the artistic dimension of the exhibition, an interdisciplinary event that links photographic, journalistic, musical and medical work. The exhibition contains audiovisual interviews, shows files, objects used in the program and has sound mixes and music especially prepared. The free comprehensive care program for infants victims of the nuclear accident was initiated on March the 29th, 1990, when Fidel Castro received the first 139 children and announced his willingness to receive no less than 10,000. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.